insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 38th verse of Surah Ar-Rum, so before we begin, let's listen to this verse once again, and we'll be back.
فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
So give the relative his right, as well as the needy and the traveler. That is best for those who desire the countenance of Allah. And it is they who will be the successful.
So, previously we discussed the facts that there are three groups of people mentioned in this verse to whom giving part of our properties is mentioned as a necessity in this verse. فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ So, give to what is due to the kindred, the needy, and the wayfarer. Regarding these three groups, we mentioned a couple of facts. The first one is that it is their right. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ It is his own right, and it is not your right, and it is not even part of your property that you are giving to him. No, it has been his part and his share that of money that you were carrying for him, and you have to give it back to him. That's the point. That's how you understand. That's how you must actually come to realize the principle of giving goods and doing goods, doing charity, giving something as alms and khums and nafaqah and zakat and all of these actually things that Islam is telling us to do. But in this case, as we said, some commentators believed that the addressee is the Holy Prophet of Islam. Some others believe that it is general and it includes the Prophet of Islam as well, but it also includes other people as well. And the last point that we discussed regarding this part of the verse is why these three groups are mentioned only and the other groups are not mentioned. And Fakhr Razi told us that for the encouragement of the benevolent and also for stating the condition of the acceptance of expanding, at the end of the verse, the Quran says that is best for those who seek the pleasure of Allah and those who are they and those are the ones who are prosperous. So Fakhr Razi told us that it has been mentioned, these three groups are mentioned here for the sake of importance and not anything else. And this actually does not contradict either of these commentaries and either of the words of the commentators that some of them believed that the addressee is the Holy Prophet of Islam or it is general and it includes the Prophet of Islam as well. But the point is that the verse says, after it mentions these three groups, the verse says, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ That is best for those who seek the pleasure of Allah and those are they that are prosperous. So that is why, for the encouragement of the benevolent and the stating the condition of acceptance of this kind of expanding, the Almighty Allah says, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. They will be prosperous both in this world and the next, since expanding brings some wonderful bounties with it in this life and the next life, both because it is one of the heaviest deeds in the divine scale. So, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the last part of the verse that it says, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Regarding وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, we translated it as the pleasure of Allah. And we translated the latest part of the verse as, that is best for those who seek the pleasure of Allah, and those are they that are prosperous. Now, with regard to the fact that the Quranic phrase Wajhullah does not mean the bodily face of Allah, because He subhanahu wa ta'ala has not any bodily face, and it means the pure essence of the Lord, this verse shows that the act of expending and paying the right of relatives, as well as that of possessors of right, is not enough. What it means is that it is important, actually, that this action must be accompanied with sincerity, with pure intention, with freedom from any kind of hypocrisy, from any kind of approach and scorn and expectation of compensation from the ones whom we are giving goods to. So this point is also necessary to be mentioned, that opposite to the statements of some of the commentators who have stipulated that expending for the sake of reaching paradise is not the extension of wajhullah, all deeds that one does and have a kind of communication with Allah, whatever they have been done for the pleasure of Allah, or reaching to His compensation, or being delivered from His punishment, they are all the extensions of Wajhullah, though the high and complete stage of it is that the one who is doing it does not consider, in his view, anything save the servitude, anything save the obedience to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for staying with us in this episode as well. We are done with the 38th verse. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.